Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry has calls off indefinite shutdown. Nagaland government assures taking necessary action in all cases of extortion and illegal activities by multiple groups in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi reaffirms support for constitution and reservation policies. And Centre monitoring seasonal influenza across states through real-time surveillance. Now the news in detail. Following the response by the state government to the Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the trade body has decided to call off the indefinite shutdown, with this business establishments in the district will resume. DCCI has informed the other district trade bodies to lift the ban as well. Earlier today, locals were seen rushing to stock up essential goods of the business bodies across the state, gave a relaxation from bond today. Traffic in the towns, including Kohima and Dimapur, came to a halt amid the rush hour. Subsequently, the Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industry has informed that all business activities in the district will resume as normal. Nagaland government today assured taking necessary action in all the cases of extortion or illegal activities by multiple groups in the state. The government has requested the Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DCCI, and the Confederation of Nagaland Chamber of Commerce and Industry to call off the indefinite shutdown. This was included in the government's response to the Charter of Demands submitted by the DCCI, which had earlier called for indefinite shutdown to protest unabated multiple taxation, extortion and harassment by Naga political groups. The state government in its reply maintained that it does not support and is fully against any illegal taxation, forcible demand or collection by any group, entity or individual in the state. It added that GST or any other legal tax is to be paid only to the state government by any business organization or individual. The government also said only the statutory bodies and law enforcement agencies of the state government are empowered to issue summons to anyone who is in conflict with the law. Summons by any other group, entity or individual is illegal, it added, highlighting that only the statutory bodies are empowered by the state government to conduct raids. The response stated that raids carried out by any other group, entity or individual are illegal. It further noted that the state government has empowered the police and district administration to act upon each and every complaint in this regard swiftly and book the culprits under the law and National Security Act so as to ensure safety and security of every individual in the state. The state government informed that any aggrieved person may approach the law enforcing agencies for redressal of their grievances. Prime Minister and senior Bharatiya Janata Party leader Narendra Modi today said that nobody in the country can change the constitution or end the reservation in the country. Speaking at a public rally in Solapur, Maharashtra, Modi said that even if Baba Saheb himself came and said to end the reservations or to change the constitution, it would not happen. He accused the opposition of spreading lies about changing the constitution and ending reservation. Modi said that without taking away anyone's rights, his government has also provided 10% reservation to the poor and reservation for OPCs has been implemented in medical exams. It has also provided options for Indian languages in medical and engineering studies in order to fulfill the dreams of SC, ST, OPC youths, he added. Modi said that the NDA government has reached every village to connect SC, ST, OPC families with various welfare schemes of the government. Modi said amenities like free ration and health care, bakka houses, toilets, electricity, gas, water have predominantly reached the most deprived sections of the society. Centre is closely monitoring seasonal influenza across states through real-time surveillance. Union Health Ministry held a review meeting with states and union territories to assess the present situation in the country amid reports regarding detection of avian influenza virus in cattle and milk in various states of USA. However, as of now, there has been no abnormal alarming rise in cases of seasonal flu in any part of the country. Seasonal influenza is an acute respiratory infection caused by influenza viruses which circulate in all parts of the world, and the cases are seen to increase during certain months globally. Young children and old-aged persons with comorbidities are the most vulnerable groups in the context of seasonal influenza. Experts say that with use of proper hygienic practices, including boiling of milk, proper cooking of meat at adequate temperature, the virus transmission from the product to the human beings can be prevented. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Citizens of Eastern Nagaland have expressed not to participate in the upcoming urban local bodies election scheduled for June 26. The reaffirmation of their stance is in keeping with the Chen Moho resolution passed on February 23 against participating in central and state elections. The resolution emphasized the failure to settle the government of India's offer for the creation of frontier Nagaland territory through the Ministry of Home Affairs. The governor of Nagaland has declared 4th of May as a holiday for state government offices located in Kohima. A notification from the Home Department said the holiday is granted in lieu of the working day on February 24 in view of the 4th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC-NET, examination has been postponed from 16 June to 18 June this year. The UGC has taken this decision following feedback from the candidates. UGC added that the UGC-NET will be conducted in OMR mode across the nation on a single day. Ministry of Mines today organized a summit to foster collaboration, sharing knowledge and driving innovation in the field of critical mineral beneficiation and processing in New Delhi. Addressing the inaugural session of the two-day summit, Secretary of Ministry of Mines, V.L. Kanda Rao, pointed out that India's rapid economic growth and ambition for clean energy is the need of the hour. He emphasized the importance of exploration of critical minerals in the country and mentioned that the government had auctioned various blocks of critical and strategic minerals. He added that more such auctions are expected in the future. During this session, a memorandum of understanding was exchanged between the Ministry of Mines and Shakti Sustainable Energy Foundation, along with Council on Energy, Environment and Water and Indian Institute of Sustainable Development. This deal aims to provide knowledge support in critical minerals which are crucial for the nation's economic development, national security and low carbon transition. Exhibition pavilions displaying minerals excavated from earth and ocean were also set up at this strategic summit. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall spell accompanied with thunderstorms and gusty winds to continue over northeast India during next 4 to 5 days. It said lightning and gusty winds of 40 to 50 kilometers per hour is very likely over Nagaland and the neighboring states. Meanwhile, the department said heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East India till May 1st and gradually abate thereafter. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry calls off indefinite shutdown. Nagaland government assures taking necessary action in all cases of extortion and illegal activities by multiple groups in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi reaffirms support for constitution and reservation policies. And centre monitoring seasonal influenza across states through real-time surveillance. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.